The measure you give will be the measure that you get back. The measure you give will be the measure you get back. Do you think you can remember that? Well, let's say it together. Right. The measure you give will be the measure you get back. Let's try that again. The measure you give will be the measure you get back. And they're words of Jesus, Luke chapter 6, verse 38. Right, I've got something in my hand. I'm going to give you about a few clues about it, then I want you to guess what it is. It is 2 meters or 6 feet 6 inches long. It's about 1.3 centimeters or half an inch wide. It's metal and it's very thin. What do you think's in my hand?
Yes.
Keys? No, it's not keys. Any other guesses? Catherine? A tape measure, yes, very good. It's a tape measure. Here it is, a metal tape measure. You've probably got one of these in your own home because they're very useful things, tape measures. You need them if you're putting up a curtain rail or curtains. If you're making a dress, you would need one. Or if you are building a garden shed, you'd need one. In fact, you need a tape measure for quite a few things. If you need an accurate measurement in order to do something, you need something that's correct. And of course, a measuring tape does give you a correct measure. And when we come to church on Sunday morning, we can think of Jesus as our measuring tape because he gives us the perfect life. And when we compare our lives with his, well, we can see where we go wrong and we can ask for Jesus' help to put our lives right. So we can think of Jesus as our measuring tape. He gives us the standard and the example that we need to be following. He also said, the measure you give is the measure you get back. Not come on yet. This morning I want to tell you a story about a Reverend Patrick Figgis, who was a minister in the United Reformed Church. Well, sometimes ministers do what is called a pulpit exchange. And that is, they go to another church where there's another minister and they take the Sunday service at that church. And one Sunday, the Reverend Patrick Figgis went to another church to take the service. And when he got back and he had Sunday lunch with his family, he told them all about it. He said, and his face was full of laughter, he said, "This church I went to today, very small place, and only a handful of people, but excellent folk. He said, I got there early, as I usually do, and I wandered around the church, and I saw a box there, and it had on it for charity. And so I put half a crown in it. Now, half a crown is 2 and 6 in old money, which today is 12 and a half pence. But my story was probably in the 1960s. So 12 and a half pence or half a crown in today's money is at least a pound. It's probably 2 or 3 pounds. And that's what he put in the box. Well, at the end of the service, the person in charge came up to him and he said, I'm sorry, we don't have enough to pay our preachers anything, but what we do is we give them whatever's in the charity box. And so he got back the half a crown which he'd put in. Well, his son Alan at lunch said to his dad, if you'd have put more in, you'd have got more out. Well, that's true, isn't it? The more kindness and friendship we give to others, the more kindness and friendship we're likely to get back. The more you try and work harder at school, the more you're likely to learn and the better marks you're likely to get. The more time and loyalty that you give to the Boys Brigade and that you give to Rainbows, Brownies, Guides and Rangers, well, the more enjoyment and you're likely to get from them. And the same goes for junior church and adventurers. The more you put in, the more you'll get back. And also, the more you care for others, the more you pray and worship, and the more you follow Jesus, then the more that God will bless you. Now, I want you to tell me the things that Jesus did and said in his ministry, and Tom's going to put up your correct answers on the screen. So I'd like the children to begin, the children and young people, and if the adults want to add anything later, please do so. So thinking of Jesus' ministry that we read in the Gospels, what did Jesus do and say? Does this silence mean you think he did and said nothing? Come on, I'm sure you know. Not the time to be shy. Yes. What was that? What things did Jesus do and teach? What did he do and teach? Leah. Yes, that's a good start. He taught people to be good and love others. Very important, yes? Yeah? Any other things? What did he spend his time doing and teaching? I'm sure you know. Well, I hope you do. You can consult. Well, have to turn to the grown-ups for a few answers then. What did Jesus do and teach? And if you don't know, you've not been listening to my sermons. Rosemary. He healed people, yes. He healed the sick. Leah. Help people get rid of their sins, yes. Another good answer, yes. Any others? Yes. He made the blind see, correct, Jess? Yeah, made the blind see. Anything else? Stephen? He told us to forgive others, yes? Yeah? Sorry, Lily, I didn't hear that. He told us God loves us. Yes, that's very important, isn't it? He told us God loves us. Anything else he did and taught? Rosemary. Died for us on the cross. Yes, yeah, yes. Sonia. He taught us to pray. Yes. Yeah, he taught us to pray. Any other things he did and taught? Well, there's quite a lot of others. Pamela. He showed us how to lead our lives. Yes, another good answer. Yeah? Any other things you want to add? Sylvia. That's right, he promised us his Holy Spirit, yes? That's another important thing, because his Spirit is with us today to guide us and help us. Yeah? Anything else? Leah. He taught us to be grateful. Yes, that's correct, isn't it? You remember that story when he healed 10 people who suffered from leprosy, and only one came back to say thank you, and Jesus said that was the right thing to do, to say thank you. Yeah? And of course, he said thank you for the food before he fed the 5,000 and the 4,000. Any other things he said and did? Ron. Right at the end of Matthew's Gospel, Jesus said, I will be with you always. Yet another very important thing. Yeah, Stephen. Told us not to judge others. Yep, that's right. Do not judge others. Yes. Yeah. Any other things? Well, we've got a lot of important things. One or two other things I'd just like to mention. Rosemary said he died for us on the cross. He also was raised to life. That's very important, the resurrection. Because it's through that we have the hope of eternal life. And of course, he was someone who came into conflict with the authority, with Pharisees and Sadducees. So it wasn't a gentle life that Jesus led. But there are some of the things that Jesus did and taught. And one of the things when we read about Jesus' ministry that we notice is that he gave of himself, he gave of his time and his powers willingly, generously and lovingly to help others and to serve God. And he is our example. that we should give to help and love others and to love God. And Jesus says to us in our text that God is going to richly bless us when we are willing to love Him and love other people. So, thanks for your help with that. And you'll find out what Jesus did and taught by reading the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And if you want to start by reading a Gospel, I suggest you start with Mark, because it is the shortest. But Matthew, Mark, and Luke are easier to read than John. John's on the difficult side. But that's just a tip. Right? Someone had something to say? No? Right. Right, okay. Our text. I hope you've got good memories. I hope someone can remind me of our text. Anyone like to remind me of our text? You've got to remember, I'm getting a bit old, you see, so I forget things. So can anyone remind me of our text? Now, you're a lot younger than me, so you should remember this. Can you tell me what our text was? You're not like this at school, are you, forgetting things? What did our text say? Do I have to go to the grown-ups again? Leah. Yes, very close to it. Yeah? The measure you give is the measure that you will get back. Tom, can you put it on the screen? Ah, thank you very much. Yes. Well, to remind us, let's say it all together. Okay? The measure you give is the measure you will get back. So it's so important, isn't it, that we're willing to love and care for others and to love God, and then God will bless us and we will receive back love from God and from other people. Right, so it's a good text to remember, and thank you for your help and your answers with that third talk.